Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 20th. You'll be interested to know. 26 years ago, today, in 1999, Bertrand Piccard and Brian Jones became the first aviators to circumnavigate the globe nonstop by balloon, achieving this remarkable feat as they floated past longitude 9 degrees 27 minutes west above Mauritania. They completed their journey the following day, landing in Egypt, marking a significant achievement in the history of aviation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-to-thigh-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing ideal conditions. Expect the winds to remain offshore at 2 to 3 mph, keeping the surface nice and smooth. As the day progresses, conditions may shift to fair with winds turning onshore by late morning. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 1 foot low tide when the south-southwest swell is 1 feet at 18 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Thursday will be 1 foot just before 8:30 a.m., with a 1 foot low tide at 10:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday will experience choppy conditions as winds increase to 8 mph from the west in the afternoons. Morning sessions remain clean with lighter winds under 5 mph. Wave heights will fluctuate between 2 to 3+ feet, with a slight drop by Sunday afternoon. Expect the surf to be more manageable in the mornings, deteriorating as winds strengthen later in the day. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 53 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:02 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with temperatures climbing to nearly 60 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 50 and very gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday, Saturday, and Monday with highs near 61, 61, and 64. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the low 50s and mid 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta is warning residents about an increase in impersonation scams involving U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. He emphasized that it is a crime to pose as a federal officer, and he urged everyone to understand their rights. Bonta advised individuals to ask for identification, never provide personal information or money over phone calls or messages, and to be cautious about signing any documents. He pointed out that only licensed attorneys and accredited representatives can offer legal advice. Victims of scams are encouraged to report these incidents to authorities. Now on to sports. As the NCAA tournament approaches, experts weigh in on the teams with a realistic chance to win it all. Historical data reveals that 19 of the past 22 champions were ranked in the top 6 entering the postseason. Among those, Duke stands out with an impressive record and a top-notch ranking in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Florida, also a contender, has demonstrated offensive prowess, winning six straight against ranked teams. Houston, Auburn, Tennessee, and Alabama round out the favorites, each boasting strengths and concerns as they aim for the championship. In local sports, last night, the Lakers secured a dominant 125-109 victory over the San Antonio Spurs at Crypto.com Arena. Austin Reeves shined with 30 points, while Luka Doncic just missed a triple-double with 21 points, 14 assists, and 9 rebounds. The Lakers improved to 42-25, keeping the Spurs at 28-39. Tonight, the Lakers take on the Milwaukee Bucks at home. Lakers look to extend their lead in the series, favored by 2.5 points. Key injuries include Giannis and LeBron, both game-time decisions. Tonight, the Kings at 36-21-9 battle the struggling Blackhawks in Chicago. Adrian Kempe, with 55 points, leads LA, who are favored by 1.5. The Kings aim to extend their dominant run and cement their playoff position. In top news, on March 18, 2025, an investigation revealed how TD Bank became America's most convenient bank for money launderers, incurring $3.1 billion in fines. In May 2021, federal agents arrested David C., who laundered over $500 million through TD, alongside other criminal enterprises. As TD expanded rapidly in the United States, it became a target for organized crime. Last year, it became the first U.S. bank to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering, highlighting the need for reform in the financial industry and raising concerns about convenience over compliance. In business news, a Morton County jury has ordered Greenpeace to pay over $660 million to Energy Transfer, the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The jury found that Greenpeace incited illegal behavior by protesters and defamed the company. The case arose from protests initiated by the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, which opposed the pipeline due to pollution concerns. While Greenpeace USA was found liable for most claims, Greenpeace International and Greenpeace Fund were deemed liable for defamation. Greenpeace has yet to announce whether it will appeal, with representatives stating that their fight is not over. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just under $86,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Drones are evolving into smarter and deadlier tools, and Skydio Incorporated believes that America should take control of its skies. Following a visit from Ukrainian military officers who rely on drones for combat, Skydio showcased its advanced drone capabilities. Their drone can autonomously navigate even under electronic warfare conditions, addressing past shortcomings. Despite the intense competition from Chinese manufacturer DJI, Skydio's focus on public safety markets is promising. As demand for drones increases, concerns about data security and reliance on foreign technology push American legislators to consider banning Chinese drones from government use. And in entertainment news, in a bold move, Tom Ortenberg is reviving the film Magazine Dreams, which faced setbacks after star Jonathan Majors was arrested and later convicted of assault. Originally set for a theatrical release by Searchlight Pictures, the film vanished into limbo. Ortenberg, a Hollywood veteran, seized the opportunity, planning to release the film in 815 theaters this weekend. He believes that audiences are ready for a comeback for the actor. Although some may view Magazine Dreams as a distressed asset, Ortenberg argues it deserves to be seen, emphasizing its value as a significant piece of cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the German theologian and reformer Martin Luther. And he said, "Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful things God has given us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.